Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name's Michael Sullivan, and on the line I have Professor Roger O'Sullivan, Director of Ageing Research and Development with the Institute of Public Health. Good morning, Professor O'Sullivan. How are you?
Very well. Good morning to you all.
I know, I better tell the listeners, you still have your O in your name and we took the soup.
Well, I was just thinking, there's not too often we have somebody interviewing me with the same name as myself. So it's really nice to talk to you.
And you too, sir. We Sullivans normally stay in the background and pull the strings. So we might as well keep saying that, and somebody will believe us one day. last Wednesday week, you released some new research regarding physical activity in older people and how health professionals play a key role in promoting it. Maybe you just run through that for us.
Yeah, so what I'll do is I'll start with a little bit of background information. So we know in Ireland that one in three older adults were not getting enough physical activity, and that was before the pandemic. And evidence points that that physical activity levels are falling during the pandemic. And the key issue is, how can we get enough physical activity? The national guidelines in Ireland recommend about for people aged 65 to do 150 minutes of moderate physical activity per week, or 75 minutes of vigorous activity. And I'll go on and I'll explain the difference between those two. However, the key issue is that we all, you know, we could benefit from doing more physical activity. The message is, some physical activity is good and more is better. And it's never too late to make a start, because physical activity for older adults, it's very good for your health. It improves your sleep. It helps maintain a healthy weight, manages stress, it improves quality of life. It's been shown to reduce diabetes, cardiovascular disease, it helps with falls, joint and back pain. And so the joint and back pain is a really interesting one. Often you hear that people say, oh, I can't do physical activity because I've got pains. But actually, evidence shows that physical activity is very helpful if you've got joint or back pain. That's that's really the message, is that physical activity is good for your health, and the key issue is, how can we do more of it?
Indeed, and that you were saying the difference between moderate activity and vigorous.
Yes.
Now, I would play a lot of golf. I'd be out on the golf course maybe 3 or 4 times a week.
Yes.
That, I take it, would be called moderate activity.
Yes, I would call that moderate. There's different ways to think about moderate and vigorous, and I'll just talk, you know, people through, because so like a moderate's like a walk, or you know, or a cycle, or going up and down stairs, and vigorous is like, say for example, if you were playing football, if you were dancing, or if you were swimming. The best way to think about the difference between moderate and vigorous, and you can think about this with yourself on the golf course compared to maybe some other exercise you do. Moderate, you can usually keep a conversation going and you can talk to someone. When you're doing vigorous exercise, it's very hard to keep talking. That's a nice, simple way to think about the difference in moderate and vigorous physical activity.
Indeed. And, you know, I have to say, I'm I won't say I'm a nut for physical activity, but as I say, I get out on the golf course three or four times a week, and then I would do maybe three times a week, I would do an hour of weights and things like that, you know. I used to do press-ups, but I've actually got a golfer's elbow at the moment and I can't do press-ups. So I do kind of 15 kilo weights I have, and I do them, and I do them on the legs as well, you know, just sit-ups and things like that, and uplifts with the legs on the weights.
Yeah, and like some people that find the press-ups too tough, because that is a challenge, there's no doubt. They can try them on their knees, or alternatively, you can do the press up standing up against the wall. So that's like so you're going back and forward to the wall. But I think, and I'm listening to you thinking, as an example of the different things you can do. But the message I give to people around physical activity is do something that you enjoy, something that interests you. Like, say, for example, if you go for a walk with someone, there's two benefits. One is you get a connection with the person, and the other is you get the physical activity benefit from actually walking. So that's, again, with dancing. So there's different things that people can do, and it's all according to, you know, whether it's a brisk walk or a cycle or a light walk. And again, things like housework, or gardening, or DIY, all these things count as movement. And that's such an important thing, as being, you know, sitting less and moving more. So some physical activity is good and more is better.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned the word there. I was talking with, funny enough, a dietitian, a nutritionist, a few weeks ago, and she deals mainly with people with diabetes, and she said to me she doesn't like to use the word exercise, she likes to use the word movement.
Yes.
And she just encourages people to keep moving.
Yes. And I think that's the idea of sit less and move more. And that's why we did this piece of work with it was part of a large piece of work where we undertook a literature review of the evidence on physical activity, and that was where I was citing some of the health benefits. And then we undertook a large survey where we had nearly 350 healthcare professionals in Ireland and Northern Ireland, and that was from general practice, physiotherapy, occupational therapy and nursing. And then we carried out 63 interviews. And it was really interesting that 4 out of 10 indicated that they're aware of the guidelines for physical activity. And that's what I said earlier on, for people age 65 plus, it's 150 minutes of moderate physical activity, or 75 minutes plus of vigorous activity, or equivalent combination of both. And just under half reported that they never formally assess when a patient is active or inactive as part of a routine practice. So if you think about when you visit your GP, they may ask you about your weight, or if you smoke, or and check your blood pressure. But part of the issue is actually thinking, well, physical activity could be also useful thing to check. Are people active or inactive, or how do people rate their physical activity levels? But it was clear that 70% agreed that discussing physical activity is part of their job. And the real takeaway message was that healthcare professionals have a key role in promoting physical activity to older adults, and would benefit from having more training and support to help promote and improve physical activity levels in older adults. And part of the message coming through is it's really important to focus on prevention as well as treatment. So if you think about yourself, what motivates you to play golf and to do weights, and thinking, well, how do other people get motivated and get supported? And part of that is someone saying to you, have you thought about this? Do you know about the health benefits? What would encourage? Do you know the local club? Do you know the local walking group? Do you know that actually you don't even need to go to a gym? You can have all the equipment in your own house. So instead of dumbbells, you could have tins of beans. And instead of a running machine, you can go for a walk, or you can actually, you know, going up and down stairs. So all those things. But also an important message is, if you haven't been physically active in quite a while as you get older, and you're not sure about what you should do, talk to your GP, because they will have a body of knowledge and information about your particular needs and about the health benefits of physical activity.
Indeed, and I was going to say there, I think the best exercise machine you can get is a stairs, because there's so many things you can do with it.
They are, but here's some simple things. For people who sit a lot, and the term for that, you know, sedentary behaviour, small things can work. So say, for example, you're watching television today. Well, during the advertisement breaks, you could stand up. Just for that, for each of those advertisement breaks throughout the day, you could stand up. Because that's a weight-bearing exercise that you're doing. It's your own body weight, but that's actually really, really helpful. The other thing is, if you're making a phone call today, you could stand up and make the phone call or receive the phone call. Those are small things, and it's about building it into your routine rather than feeling, oh goodness, I have to do this today. If you build it in, it doesn't become a chore. It just becomes part of everyday life. And that's why stairs are great. Like, say for example, now I know we're not going out as much in terms of going shopping, but if you think when you go into a building, there's a choice of taking the lift or walking up the steps. Walking up the steps is another easy way. And maybe if you don't want to walk up all the floors, even if you take some of the floors and the lift for the other part. So it's those little things really, really matter.
Well, I always remember an old boss of mine. He's now with the with the Cancer Society, Dermot Breen. And he turned around to me and he said, he used it not just to me, but he used to say it all the time. He says, never waste a good stairs.
Well, I seen an advertisement there recently where someone had on the stairs exercise machine. And I thought that was a really good way of thinking about it. But also, we hear this very often about the weather as a deterrent of going, well, it's raining today, you know, I'm not sure if I want to go out for a walk. And of course, we all have to be sensible, but I'm always struck by the name Billy Connolly once said, and I thought it was a great line. Somebody said, it's terrible weather in Scotland. And he said, there's no such thing as bad weather. You're just wearing the wrong clothes. So if you think about if you want to go out for a walk, just make sure you have the waterproofs on, you have the waterproof shoes. And it's about seeing what works for you, whether it's walking, whether it's walking in part of a group. In Dublin, I know that they have different societies, like historical groups or literary groups, so people then can connect with people who have the same interest as them and learn about the topic that they're interested in and get some physical activity as well. So the message is, really, try something that works for you. Make a start today. It's never too late to start. Every minute counts. Some is good, more is better. And at the event last week, I hadn't heard this before, someone said, motion is lotion. And I thought that was a really nice one, the importance of movement. And again, if, say, for example, some of your listeners are more chair-bound, you can do so many exercises sitting on your chair. So if you think with your movement of your arms, you can do boxing movements, you can do swimming movements, you can just move. The example someone gave, and I thought it was great, about a physical activity in your own chair. If someone said to you, now, point to the nearest shop in your area. So you would have to put your arm out and point one direction. Point to the nearest post office in your area. Point to the nearest church in your area. So that's just simple movements. It's making you move your arms and body in different locations. And that's just a simple way of moving and getting the benefits. Because if you think that it can help people with diabetes, it can help people with cardiovascular disease, it can help people with depression, it can help people with joint and back pain, it can help certain types of cancers, it can help you sleep, it can manage your stress, it can help you maintain a healthy weight, and overall, it improves your quality of life. It's a simple message, and it's something we all can do. And if you're unsure about what to do, talk to one of the healthcare professionals, your GP, your community nurse. If you attend a physio or an OT, ask them for advice, and they'll be able to give you information about what works for you.
And I take it if anybody wants to find out any more about the, what do you call it, the Gallup? The
Gallup study.
Yeah. Yes. Generating active lives in older people. If they want to find more about that, they can just go to the publichealth.ie website. Isn't that right?
That's right. And yeah, you will be able to. There's the summary of the report, and that will give you just an overview of the key findings, as well as there's the more detailed reports for people who want to. Excuse me, to read that, and then there will also be a link to the webinar that happened last week. But you know, it's something that we can all do, and often as we get older, our physical activity levels decrease. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can make a difference yourself.
Indeed, and the earlier you start, the better as well.
I think you're right. There's something there about habits that stick to you. But the thing about it is, earlier is according to where you are in your life. So, you know, I think about my late mother. She took up chair-based exercise in her 80s. And that was so good for her because it helped her balance and it helped her movement. And it was such a beneficial thing for her. So that's the thing, you know, habits that you start in younger years, the positive ones is what we want to stay with us. And that's one of the things. Physical activity is an important habit, a health behaviour. And it's something that if you find something that works for you yourself, that's really important, that you enjoy, that you can do with other people, or if you prefer to do yourself. That's about what works for you and the time that you can allocate. And again, you know, I've mentioned 150 minutes, but 2 minutes is better than no minutes. That's the message. Something is better than nothing.
Professor O'Sullivan, I'm after taking up nearly twice as much time as I said I would on you because I'm just so interested in, and I think it's such a great message to get out there to people, is movement. Get moving. You feel so much better. You might be at home sitting down in front of the telly and you just don't feel like doing anything. But actually, if you get up and go out for a walk, you'll just feel so much better.
Yeah, and that's the message. I don't think, and I don't know, you know, for someone like yourself who's very active, I ever went for a walk and went, oh, that was terrible, I shouldn't have done that. You know, usually there's a lovely feeling because you get out among nature, it clears your head. Ideally, if you don't get a phone call on your mobile, almost, it's a lovely, refreshing thing. And again, but it's about what works for you, a swim, a brisk walk, a cycle, going up the stairs. You know, to But people who played football years ago, even now, there's no walking football. You know, and that's a different. So I don't know if you've seen that before, where it's usually five a side.
I haven't, but I do remember back in the 70s, Jimmy Keaveney playing Gaelic football, and it was very much like that. He didn't do that much running. He just moved away from people, caught the ball and stuck it over the bar.
I should say, I'm not saying it's not competitive, because it really is competitive, but it's actually for people that find that running is beyond them at this stage, they play soccer walking. But it's quite a fast walk, but it's worth it. For people who want to look at it, it's worth checking out on YouTube. But there are great organisations out there who are doing online physical activity. There's organisations like Age and Opportunity, Sleep. They have these physical activity online programmes, particularly for older people, and it's really worth checking those out. And there's also a wealth of information on the Health Service Executive website where you can find out. But again, it's something that works for you. Something that may work for someone else may not interest you, but this may be the thing that you go, you know what, I love that. Because you can try yoga, you can try so many different things according to what really interests you. And that's really the message. Get something that works for you and move more.
Professor O'Sullivan, thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you very much. Really nice to talk to you.
And you too, sir. All the best. Slán leat.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There we go. That was Professor Roger O'Sullivan, and he's Director of Aging Research and Development with the Institute of Public Health, and just giving us all that bit of advice. Get up, get moving. You feel just so much better.